In an era of unprecedented scientific achievement, where we've dated the universe's origin, decoded life secrets, and developed COVID vaccines in record time, our public discourse paradoxically drowns in conspiracy theories and post-truth rhetoric. Why does irrationality flourish when we have more knowledge than ever? This paradox sits at the heart of rationality, which arrives as both diagnosis and potential cure for our epistemic crisis. While we've used reason to extend human lifespans from 30 to over 70 years and reduce extreme poverty from 90 to less than 9% of humanity, we still struggle with simple reasoning problems. Consider the bat and ball puzzle. A bat and ball costs $110 total. The bat costs $100 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? If you immediately thought 10, you're wrong. That would make the total 120. The correct answer is $5. Such cognitive illusions don't indicate broken reasoning, but reveal how our minds prioritize socially useful interpretations over mathematical precision. Much like visual illusions show how our visual system optimizes for real-world accuracy rather than technical precision. Rationality has an image problem in our culture. Being labeled a nerd implies social deficiency, while Hollywood celebrates escape from reason as freedom. Yet rationality, the ability to use knowledge to attain goals, deserves our allegiance for a simple reason. If you want things, rationality helps you get them. Contrary to popular belief, rationality doesn't oppose emotion or creativity. Hume's statement that reason is the slave of the passions recognizes that reason serves ends determined by our desires. Logic forms the foundation of rational argument, allowing us to infer true conclusions from true premises. Despite logic's power, we haven't achieved Leibniz's dream of settling disagreements by calculation. Logic can be difficult even for experts. People often don't follow logical rules, and it's suitable only for certain kinds of knowledge. Common errors include affirming the consequent. If P, then Q, Q, therefore P, a fallacy appearing in political rhetoric. Human rationality is ultimately a hybrid system combining pattern association with logical symbol manipulation. This logical reasoning enables our highest achievements, science, morality, and law, by freeing us from mere similarity and stereotypes. The media operates as an availability machine, presenting vivid anecdotes that distort our perception of prevalence. News reports what happens rather than what doesn't, making the denominator in probability calculations invisible and biasing us toward sudden events over gradual improvements. This availability-driven bias creates measurable misperceptions. People believe crime is rising during periods of decline and think global well-being is worsening when it's improving. When calculating probabilities, we make three critical errors: confusing base rates with conditional probabilities, failing to enumerate all possibilities, and, most dangerously, reversing conditionals, confusing the probability of A given B with B given A. This last error appears in the prosecutor's fallacy, where the probability of matching evidence given innocence gets confused with the probability of innocence given matching evidence. When doctors interpret a positive cancer test as indicating 80-90% chance of disease, when it might be only 9%, they're demonstrating base rate neglect. The rationality community counters the general disdain for reason in online discourse. These individuals strive to be less wrong by acknowledging cognitive biases and embracing critical thinking. Their approach centers on Bayes' rule, the mathematical law for updating beliefs with new evidence. Prior credence represents accumulated knowledge from past experience. When problems use natural frequencies instead of decimal fractions, people's Bayesian reasoning improves dramatically. 87% of doctors get the breast cancer screening problem right versus 15% with the original wording. Rational choice theory is a mathematical theorem about decision consistency, not about humans being selfish calculators. Money's relationship to utility is concave. An extra $100 means more to someone poor than rich, explaining why people buy insurance. A small certain loss hurts less than risking a catastrophic one. People violate rational choice axioms in several ways. They resist pricing sacred values like endangered species or human lives, commensurability. Their choices also flip based on framing. They're risk-averse for gains, preferring a guaranteed $500 over a 50% chance at $1,000, but risk-seeking for losses, preferring a 50% chance of losing $1,000 over a guaranteed $500 loss. This reveals people aren't consistently risk-averse, but loss-averse, willing to gamble specifically to avoid losses. While we often violate rational choice principles, many everyday decisions would improve through basic probability times outcome thinking, especially for extended warranties, insurance deductibles, and medical screening decisions. Morality can be grounded in reason through three premises: self-interest, preferring good things happen to us; sociality, living with others whose actions affect us; and impartiality, recognizing I and you are interchangeable perspectives. From these emerges the golden rule found across cultures. The equality of sentient beings, grounded in the logical irrelevance of distinguishing between me and you, is an idea repeatedly discovered throughout history and extended to new living things, expanding our circle of sympathy. Reasoned arguments often triggered moral progress by exposing ethical problems and identifying solutions. This progress extends beyond material well-being to interpersonal treatment, with cruel practices like human sacrifice, slavery, despotism, and sadistic punishments declining significantly over time. Despite our reasoning flaws, rationality has advanced over time. Beliefs in werewolves, bloodletting, and divine omens have largely disappeared. Our vulnerability to pseudoscience stems from deep cognitive intuitions. As intuitive dualists, we accept minds existing separately from bodies. As essentialists, we sense invisible substances in living things, making homeopathy appealing and vaccines suspicious. Misinformation spreads because it's entertaining, featuring narrative elements of sex, violence, danger, and taboo. Conspiracy theories thrive because humans evolved vigilance against actual historical threats. Evolutionarily, missing a real conspiracy costs more than falsely suspecting one, biasing us toward seeing conspiracies everywhere. To strengthen our cognitive immune systems, we should make rationality socially rewarding by celebrating those who question dogmas and change minds when facts change. Rationality profoundly impacts our lives. Research shows that rational thinking skills protect against mishaps. People with better reasoning suffer fewer negative outcomes, like accidents and financial losses, even when controlling for intelligence and socioeconomic status. Human progress is an empirical fact hidden by availability bias. Looking at trend lines instead of headlines reveals humanity is healthier, wealthier, better educated, and safer than in past centuries. Progress stemming from rationality applied through institutions that pool collective intelligence. In our divided world, our future depends on embracing reason more fully. Rationality isn't cold calculation, but a warm expression of shared humanity. It's both cognitive and moral, requiring the impartiality at ethics' core. By enhancing rationality through better education and risk literacy, especially for professionals whose decisions affect our lives, clearer thinking can create a better future for all.